Support for today's show comes from Skillshare.com. Now, Skillshare is a site where they have thousands of courses and lots of course instructors to help you not just simply professionally, but personally as well. I know I have a number of my classes there, and it's one price per month, and it's unlimited access to content. And they give you a 7-day free trial. So you can take all my classes that way. And if you decide not to renew, okay, you decided not to renew, I'm fine with that. But I'm just simply saying it's a place where you can learn and grow and not have to worry about spending hundreds of dollars for courses like so many instructors make you do. Again, use the link in the show notes, get a 7-day free trial. It will make a difference in your job search and so much more. And we'll be back in just one moment. Episode 2177 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, the host of this show, as I have been since November 2010. Woo-hoo! Coming up on episode 2200 in the next month. And I'll just simply say, I am thrilled to be doing this show today. Why? Because I'm a huge believer in branding and its importance. And most of you roll your eyes and don't get it. But I think I explain it pretty well here. Hope you enjoy the show. Hope you give it an honest review wherever you listen to it. And we'll be back in just one moment. Support from today's show comes from Incorporate. Incorporate's a site where, surprise, you can incorporate a business. Use the link in the show notes, thebiggamehunter.us/incorporate. And they are a fairly priced firm. After all, if you're starting a business, or you have a friend who's going to start a business, or a member of your family that's starting a business, you got to do it the legal way. Incorporate will do it for you. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. One where I ask, I say there are three basic roles in organizations. Which one are you? Which one is safest when the next downturn comes? And you know there's going to be another downturn, don't you? It's not like the economy always goes up. Let's see now. Up. I feel like I'm doing that shadow puppet thing. Anyway, the economy never always goes up. And when it starts to come down, as is likely to happen over the next year or two, which job is safer? Now, I've always looked at it from one vantage point. There are people who do, and there are people who think about how things can be done. Now, these days, there's a hybrid where there are people who kind of tweak the big idea as it starts to be delivered, and then there are the foot soldiers. So I kind of look at it as three categories now. People who think about how things should be done, people who think about how that idea can be tweaked in the real world and deliver it, and then there are the foot soldiers who kind of deliver the idea. And that's true throughout an organization. If you look at a lot of the personnel, they're foot soldiers. They're not asked to think. They're the ones that they hire because they are team players. You know, the ones who are not asked to think, the ones who are told to do and just go into battle like little robots, and eventually you get fired. You don't make enough money, you quit. You know, something happens where they leave because you're disposable. They don't care. Now, there are people who think the big ideas, and often these are the ones that help make firm billions. Now, that rare category may be saved and often is, but sometimes isn't. They're the ones in the middle who can tweak those big ideas and make them better. So let's kind of look at recessionary times. Recessionary times, firms get into the bunker. They are fighting tooth and nail to save themselves. Certainly that was the case in 2008, where firms didn't know if they were going to make it to the other side of the recession, or depression as it really was. So all the firms cared about is we got to sell more. We got to put more products in front of people. We got to make money and do it at the lowest possible cost. And that means we're going to get rid of a lot of everyone. So no new ideas were created. They didn't need as many foot soldiers. And since there were no new ideas being created, they didn't need that tweener type between the two. So the answer to the question is, it was a trick question. It doesn't matter. Now, you have more of a chance if you're at an extremely high level and you have great ideas. You're known for great ideas. You have a great shot at riding it through. Now, you may have to take a little bit of hiatus from the great ideas to get into the bunkers. But at the end of the day, firms really value those people. They don't value the ones on the bottom. And they don't value the ones in the middle because, frankly, those are disposable. You have the greatest shot of riding it through if you're someone who has a reputation of having great ideas that have made them a ton of money or saved them a ton of money. And I'm not talking about a few hundred thousand dollars. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, it's funny. I was doing a podcast with his last name is Gillis. I'm drawing a blank on his name now. Rick Gillis. And you know, his premise is it's important to promote yourself throughout your career. And I will tell you, even if you're the person with the great ideas, if no one knows it was your idea, someone else is going to get credit for it and get saved. You've always got to be out there promoting yourself, not just simply in your organization, but outside your organization. You want to be the speaker at the conference talking about that great idea that your firm had that made them hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. You want to be that person that everyone knows is the one that developed, you were the design for the iPhone. You were that brilliant individual who created that one feature. You know, you're Mark Zuckerberg. You're Larry Ellison. You're that great innovator for your organization. Otherwise, if no one knows, no one knows. They get rid of you. No one hires you because you don't carry that reputation. You don't have that brand in the marketplace that makes people attracted to you. So it's not just simply what category you fall into, whether you're someone who has great ideas, can tweak those ideas, or can make those ideas work, you know, the soldiers, as I called them before. It's whether someone knows that you have those great ideas that matters. It's whether someone knows that your particular tweak was the one that made all the difference in the world to this product or service that matters. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition to a new service where you can practice mock interviews, if you go to thebiggamehunter.us/mock, I've got a service there, very inexpensive, like $99, where we have mock interviews set up. I'm going to be adding more to it very soon, but you can record your answers to them, and then I can critique them and help you perform better on them. You probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!